Poetry on the Radio. Today, Maggie Shapley.
Evidence. The proof is in a single strand of hair. That is all that's needed to lay the blame, to name the father, victim, or the thief who tried to leave no fingerprints behind. The doctor plucked a hair out of my daughter's unborn head and held it up in tweezers. It's a girl, he said, his party trick, certain of scientific truth in the midwife's tale. The white one's my mother's under glass. The DNA extract shows the fatal gene for predisposition, grim legacy for four daughters and seven more of theirs. And this hair, blonde from root to tip, lying on the ensuite floor, not mine or his, tells another story. No science to it, just the age-old truth. I wrote this poem while I was living in Washington, D.C., when I heard a news item about the extraction of DNA from hair for forensic purposes, which made me think about the ways that hair could be used as evidence, not just in a crime scene, but more generally. A lot of my poems start this way. I hear something that just prompts the development of the poem. Evidence. The proof is in a single strand of hair. That is all that's needed to lay the blame, to name the father, victim, or the thief who tried to leave no fingerprints behind. The doctor plucked a hair out of my daughter's unborn head and held it up in tweezers. It's a girl, he said, his party trick, certain of scientific truth in the midwife's tale. The white one's my mother's under glass. The DNA extract shows the fatal gene for predisposition, grim legacy for four daughters and seven more of theirs. And this hair, blonde from root to tip, lying on the ensuite floor, not mine or his, tells another story. No science to it, just the age-old truth.
Today we heard Maggie Shapley on Poetry on the Radio, a production of ArtSound FM and Recent Work Press. To find out more, go to artsound.fm and look under the Programs tab for Poetry on the Radio.